The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter Number 1, Text Number 17. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari. Recorded on March 29th, 2009, in Tallinn, Estonia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto Number 6, Chapter Number 1, The History of the Life of Ajamila. Text number 17. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Sadrichino hyayam loke.
Sadrichino hyayam loke.
Pandache mokutobaya.
Pandache mokutobaya.
Shushila sadavo yatra. Narayana Parayana Sadrichino Hyayam Loke Pantachemo Kutobaya Shushila Sadhavo Yatra Narayana Parayana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. The path followed by pure devotees, who are well-behaved and fully endowed with the best qualifications, is certainly the most auspicious path in this material world. It is free from fear, and it is authorized by the Shastras. One should not think that the person who takes to bhakti is one who cannot perform the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, or is not sufficiently educated to speculate on spiritual subjects. Mayavadis generally allege that the bhakti path is for women and illiterates. This is a groundless accusation. The bhakti path is followed by the most learned scholars, such as the Goswamis, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Ramanujacharya. These are the actual followers of the bhakti path. Regardless of whether or not one is educated or aristocratic, one must follow in their footsteps, Mahajano Yena Gata Sapanta. One must follow the path of the Mahajanas. The Mahajanas are those who have taken to the path of devotional service, Shushila Sadavo Yatra Narayana Parayana. For these great personalities are the perfect persons, as stated in the Bhagavatam 5.18.12, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavat Akinchana Sarvair Gunaishtatra Samastate Sada. One who has unflinching devotion to the personality of Godhead has all the good qualities of the demigods. The less intelligent, however, misunderstand the bhakti path and therefore allege that it is for one who cannot execute ritualistic ceremonies or speculate, as confirmed here by the word sadrichina. Bhakti is the path that is appropriate, not the paths of Karmakanda and Gyanakanda. Mayavadis may be Shushila Sadhava, well-behaved saintly persons, but there is nevertheless some doubt about whether they are actually making progress, for they have not accepted the path of bhakti. On the other hand, Those who follow the path of the Acharyas are Sushila and Sadhava, but furthermore, their path is Akuto Bhaya, which means free from fear. One should fearlessly follow the 12 Mahajanas in their line of disciplic succession and thus be liberated from the clutches of Maya. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zadutam Pudijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So, how should one follow this path? Fearlessly. One should not be afraid on this path. If one is afraid, one is not on the path, actually. One is not properly situated on the path if one is afraid. Anyone who properly takes this pathway, they are guaranteed to be free from fear. So, what makes us fearful? If we have some material agenda up our sleeves, as they say in English. If we have some hidden material agenda, then we must be fearful. Because we're hoping that somehow I can fulfill that material desire. That makes us fearful. But for one, Shishi Gornitai Shishi Varadamadar Ki Jai. But for one who has no material desire, whose only desire is to please Krishna, nothing can make that person afraid. Because there's no material situation which can take away your ability to please Krishna. In any condition, one can be Krishna conscious. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. When you're Krishna conscious, nobody can mess with you. You're powerful, you're strong. There's no one more powerful than devotee, actually. Pure devotee is so powerful he can deliver the entire universe. Just by the power of his pure bhakti, he can liberate the entire universe. So now we are puny, insignificant neophytes. Afraid. Because we have those material desires. See, so how do we get from point A to point B? How do we go from this embarrassing position that we're in right now to being spotlessly pure devotees? That we will discuss this morning. Because knowing how to do that and actually doing that, that's the most important thing. That makes the difference between being a fearful person or being fearless. Or as they say in English, between being a scared bunny rabbit and being a lion. So we have our choice. We can remain scared bunny rabbits. And we can become fearless lions. That is our choice. So, the scared bunny rabbit, he is called Godas. Servant of his senses. He's always afraid that maybe my sense gratification will be taken away. He's always scared. Somebody will take his sense gratification away. I have noted this one time when I saw one dog eating his meal out of his dog bowl. He was enjoying his dog food. But while he was enjoying his dog food, he was looking like this and looking like this, you see. If someone will come to steal my dog food away, you see. Therefore, he was fearful. You see. So as long as we remain servant of the tongue, servant of the belly, servant of the genitals, servant of the mind, servant of words, of the talking tendency, talk, 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 and servant of anger, we must remain fearful, scared that something's going to take away my sense gratification. The other type of person, the fearless lion, he is called Goswami. You may say, what does Goswami have to do with me? I'm a brahmachari, I'm a brahmacharini, I'm a householder. That's for the sannyasis. But no. Every single member of this movement is meant to become Goswami. One who utilizes the senses only in the service of Krishna and not otherwise. That is Goswami. So, if you want to be fearless, You simply have to be Goswami. It is not difficult. You simply have to be observant. You simply have to be conscious. What am I thinking about right now? Is it Krishna conscious? Or is it Maya? As soon as we observe that there is a Mayic thought floating around our brain, if we immediately call out the army, the air force, and the navy to repel that thought, I don't know about in this country, but I know the President of the United States, he has the power to invoke the military at any second. To protect the nation if there's some attack. He can immediately call for the intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear warheads, if he wants. Just by the push of a button, he can invoke the nuclear warheads. To go anywhere in the world and destroy. He has that power, you see. So, each one of us has a similar power, even a greater power. When Maya attacks, we have the power to invoke the most powerful weapons, counter-weapons, to destroy that Mayic thought. That is Krishna consciousness. The ultimate weapon. So it is actually guaranteed in the Bhagavad Gita. Yatra Yogeshvara Krishna, Yatra Partar Dhanur Janaha, Tatrashir Vajayo Bhutir, Natir something, Natir Mama. I forget the last part of it. But Krishna is, Sanjaya is saying, wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics. And wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will certainly be victory. Opulence. Extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion, says Sanjaya. So Sanjaya has given a very good conclusion after hearing the whole Bhagavad Gita. That is a fact. If you can simply invoke the Krishna's presence by remembering Him, by chanting His name and remembering Him. You will become victorious over the attack of Maya. You will possess extraordinary power that no amount of the material energy can sway you even one square inch, even one inch away from Krishna. So we simply have to be vigilant, that's all. Like a warrior on a battlefield, with his rifle ready, loaded with bullets. That as soon as the enemy comes, immediately shoot. He's very vigilant. It's life or death. If he is not vigilant, the enemy will kill him. So we have to be just like a soldier on a battlefield at every minute. Always vigilant. If Maya is now attacking, then we must counterattack. In this way, if one is always alert, like a soldier on the battlefield, one will be victorious. One will become a great hero, a decorated war hero. So, we can do that. We can become fearless spiritual warriors who are never defeated by the material nature. We simply have to pay attention. And whenever Maya attacks, we must counterattack. Prabhupada says that. He said to become Krishna conscious means to declare war on Maya. So we have our choice. We can remain fearful Godas persons. Or we can become fearless Goswami persons. These great Mahajanas, they are showing us how to be fearless Goswamis. Svayambhur Naradashambhu Kumaro Kapilomanu Praladho Janako Bhishmo Balir Vayasakir Vayam. Who are these great Mahajanas? They are listed. Svayambhur, that is Brahmaji. Narad Muni. Shambhu, that is Shiva. Kumara, that is the four Kumaras. Kapilo, Kapila Dev. Manu is Svayambhur Manu. Then there's Pallad Maharaj. Janak Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj. These are the 12 great Mahajanas, the great stalwarts of bhakti. So if somebody wants to argue, well, you know, this is Sankarshan Prabhu, what you're saying, it certainly applies to the brahmacharis and the sannyasis. But I'm not a brahmachari, I'm not a sannyasi. You know, I'm a woman, or I'm a householder. Come on. But I challenge you, look at that list of the 12 Mahajans. See how many of the 12 are brahmacharis and how many are grihasthas. If you count it out, there's 7 grihasthas and 5 brahmacharis in the list. So don't give me this nonsense that you're a woman or you're a householder. The majority of the 12 great Mahajanas are grihasthas. So grihasthas don't have any excuse to be a grihamedi. The women and the grihasthas have to also become sadhus, not just the brahmacharis and sannyasis. There's no hiding out. Everybody has to become sadhu. Fearless Goswamis. You see? This is the path that Prabhupada has given us. No one is forcing you. Please try to understand. We're not forcing you. You have your free choice. You want to be a scared bunny rabbit? Or do you want to be a fearless lion? You want to be a godas? Or a godasi? Or do you want to be Goswami? It's your choice. Now you can do what you're going to do. But I can guarantee you one thing. Whatever choice you make, that's the reward that you will reap. That's the whatever you do that you're going to get the reaction for. If you choose to follow the path of the Mahajanas, you become completely free from all misery, guaranteed. And if you choose to follow the path of the sense gratifiers, the mental speculators, and the ritual performers, then you're going to be miserable lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. So do you want misery? Or do you want the nectar? Do you want bliss? Or do you want suffering? Your choice. No one's forcing. Do what you like. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Whatever.
Что Махаджи, ну, подражают Махаджанам, да? Это они же были там другой веку вообще, там они были другие скидывали другую, как мы подражать им, а сами все цари были.
Что подражать?
Даже будут подражать его. Act like that. Act like them.
How we can act like Махаджанас because they was living in previous age, and they was kings, I mean, kings and very great personalities.
You have to live in the Vedic age, that's all. Prabhupada has brought the Vedic age. If you live within ISKCON, ISKCON is the Vedic age, it is manifest now. If you simply live within ISKCON, you are living in the Vedic age. Under the protection of these great Mahajanas. What is the difficulty? Is there any difficulty?
See, like here acting like right now the Mahajanas, because previously acting something like different. Understand, like Mahajanas, it's like if the Mahajanas were going to be here at this time.
You think the Mahajanas are here, not here?
I'm not in this level. To see
the Mahajanas are here.
I can see them.
Do you think there are no Do you think there are no great personalities present at this present time? The 12 Mahajanas are not physically present at the event. But try to understand this point. Anyone who strictly follows the pathway of the Mahajanas, they are also Mahajana. So actually within ISKCON there are so many Mahajanas present now. You must take shelter of these Mahajanas. You must serve these Mahajanas. You must learn and hear from these Mahajanas. And then by that Mahajana Sangha, you will become Mahajana. That is the formula. Yeah. Any other question? So, Vishnupriya Mataji is asked very nicely that if you serve the Mahajans, don't they manifest them? Yes, they do manifest. One who, with full faith, serves these great Mahajanas will actually gain direct contact with them. That's a fact. He will live in direct contact with these 12 great Mahajanas at every second, 24 hours a day. That's a fact. These great Mahajanas, they will bless that devotee to understand how to think, speak, and act perfectly in all times, places, and circumstances. So I think you had a question. Yeah.
It maybe took us in ages to become like them.
Yeah.
As families. Is it possible from one life?
So is it possible in this one lifetime to achieve to the highest platform of Uttama Bhakti?
Итак, это возможно достичь даже в течение одной этой жизни значительной платформы Uttama Bhakti.
That's your question, right?
Это вопрос. Возможно ли это?
Well, I know, and from my own experience with Srila Prabhupada.
Я знаю из моего личного опыта с Шрилой Прабхупадой.
Before I joined this movement, I was a songwriter.
До того, как я присоединился к движению, я был кто?
So I asked Prabhupada about songwriting. Songwriter, you know, writing songs. I still write Krishna conscious songs. But Prabhupada had given me some hint about being able to write songs on the highest level of realization, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur could write songs on the highest level of realization. Prabhupada told me that if I could see Krishna face to face, then I could write songs on the same level with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And then he ordered me to become qualified to do them. So, Prabhupada was instructing me that in this very lifetime, I could become fully qualified to see Krishna face to face and be able to write songs on the same level as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was ordering me in this very lifetime that I could do, that I must do them. He gave me an order to do them. So do you think Prabhupada would give an order that's impossible to carry out? I think he's so cruel that he would give me an order that was impossible to carry out? course not. Prabhupada's an ocean of mercy. He gave me an order. He said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So it is possible to achieve the topmost level of Uttama Bhakti even now in the Kali Yuga. You may say, but no, that's not possible. In this Kali Yuga, how one could achieve the highest perfection? But you know what? The great sages praise the Kali Yuga as the best of all yugas. Because in this yuga you can quickly and easily achieve what was only achieved with great penances and austerities in previous yugas. You can achieve it in one lifetime in this Kali Yuga. Krishna Varnam Tvasa Krishnam. What's the next line? Sangopangashtra Dvarshadam Jagyayasam Kirtana Payar Yajanti Hisomedasa. Those persons who have sufficient brain substance. Who have good intelligence. They worship that incarnation of Krishna. Who although Krishna himself does not appear with a blackish complexion. Who constantly chants. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And who was accompanied by his associates, his weapons. His confidential companions. And his servants. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. By the sublime mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can achieve the supreme perfection of pure Krishna Bhakti even within this present body. You don't have to wait for death. You can become a pure devotee even while in this very body. So, we must try for that. Every day. That let me become a pure devotee right now. Let me kick Maya out once and for all for good. No more Maya ever again in my heart. We must be determined to become pure devotees. Every day strive for that pure bhakti. And if we keep striving for it, we show Krishna, we want nothing but Krishna ever again. He will reward us with pure bhakti. Any other questions? From this side over here, these two are really good this morning. Really fired up. Okay, go ahead.
Maharaj, which weapon helps you beat Maya, your personal life? Which weapon?
My personal experience is preaching. Preaching is the best weapon. To be in that to be practically engaged in preaching activities. That's the most powerful weapon against Maya. That's my personal experience. That's why I organize my life in such a way that it's everything is centered around preaching. 24 hours a day. As soon as I go to my room, I have the whole queue of emails waiting to be answered. Preaching, tons of preaching to do on the computer, and I situate myself wherever I can do a lot of preaching. That's why I come to the Baltic States, you see. Somehow or other, I have a lot of preaching here. I have disciples here also who want me to come and inspire them and enliven them. So that's why I come here twice a year. It's a standard part of my annual schedule. And I go other places too where they really are saying, we want you to come and preach in Australia. I go, Malaysia, many places, wherever they're enthusiastic for me to preach there, I go there. I'm already planning my trip a year, my preaching tour for 2010 right now. I'm working on the plans for that one. And that way my mind is always absorbed in preaching. And deity worship along with it. We have Radha Damodar with us, you see. So that deity worship helps the preaching. They have to be very nice in serving the deities. It helps the preaching. It helps you to stay regulated and disciplined. So you're more powerful and more potent for preaching. Any other question? Actually, our time has run out. I'm seeing now. So, we will stop here. I thank you all very much for your kindly hearing today's Srimad Bhagavatam class. Raja Vidya Srimad Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His grace of Krishna Prabhu Ki Jai.